Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Chavov, the 26th chapter in the book of Yechezkel. This section, this general section in Yechezkel, running from Chav Hei to Lamed Beis, 25 to 32, is when Yechezkel focuses outwards on the nations of the world and their perspective of when there is the destruction of Yerushalayim is witnessed. This Perek, in particular, focuses on Tyre, the city of Tsar, and its reaction to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Before we go further, just to appreciate, what is Tyre? Tyre today is a city today, it's actually a World Heritage Site under UNESCO, an ancient famous city, which together with Sidon, which is 140 kilometers up the coast north in Lebanon today, these two cities, joined by a small strip of land in between them, was actually known in the Greek as Phoenicia. This is the Phoenician Empire, and the two primary cities were Sidon, and Tyre, which is Tsar. Tsar is the focus of our perek. We know that at the times of Shlomo HaMelech, the king of Tyre, of Tsar, was Hiram, and Shlomo and Hiram enjoyed excellent diplomatic relations, and in fact there was great trade between Israel and Phoenicia, or Tsar. Later on, we know that Etbaal became the king of Sidon, and his daughter, Izebel, was married to Ahab in a political alliance. Unfortunately for the state of Shomron, the northern kingdom of Israel, this was not a good development in the sense that she introduced wholesale idol worship to the region. Later on, upon the destruction of the northern kingdom, Sancheriv, who was the king of the Assyrian Empire as it rose, entered into this area and split up Phoenicia into two separate cities. So he cut the two into two separate states where you'd have the city-state of Tyre and the city-state of Sidon. They, in terms of actually the surroundings, both of them are strategically placed. Tyre is actually on a peninsula which projects out into the sea on a rock, and it was almost impenetrable because it could defend its only entrance very clearly. It was besieged many times in history and successfully reprised most of them. Sidon also is surrounded by the mountains of Lebanon, and also has a very strong defense, and was tried, like Tyre, to be attacked, but were not successfully so throughout history. So what does our Perek have to say about it? So, the Perek starts off by saying that this Nevoah takes the place in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, on the first of a month. It is unclear which first of the month it is. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that it's clearly referring to after Elul, because up till Av, at the time of Av, Yerushalayim has not been destroyed. So it's clearly afterwards. And he is told to say the following. Tsar has said, Ha'och al Yerushalayim. It has celebrated the downfall of Yerushalayim and the fact that the gates have fallen through, because they say, Imola'a Hechareva, that I will fill myself up of the destruction. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Because of this, I'm going to bring nations against you, like the sea is going to rise, its waves are going to rise and destroy you. We're going to notice a lot of imagery in this perek of the waves arriving to overtake Tsar, and that's because it's a city port, and so the metaphor of destruction is going to be these large waves coming in, destroying, shaking this coastal port. And the waves of these nations are going to come and destroy the walls, they're going to destroy her towers, and they're going to turn her into a bare rock. Meaning to say, all your edifices which you have created will be bare today. It's interesting. In fact, if you look up Tyre today, it's a World Heritage Site, and there's lots of archaeological digs, but all you can see are, you know, half-broken columns, and it's sort of bare in the areas of where it used to be such a successful port, which governed the whole Mediterranean. In fact, Barbanel points out that when Tyre fell, that was when Venice became the center of commerce in the Mediterranean because of the fall of Tyre. Fascinating point to appreciate just how powerful it was at its time. And at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about how he's going to pour all her city into the sea, and her daughters in the field will be destroyed by the sword. V'yadu ki ani Hashem. You'll know that I'm Hashem. Let's try to get a little bit more of the general gist of the perek, and then we'll come back for a few points. So the next section, which runs from Zion to Yudalad, it seems pretty clear that this is now describing the onslaught or the arrival of Nebuchadnezzar. The people who had destroyed Yerushalayim are now going to come and destroy you. So he says they're going to come from the north, which is where Babylon is in respect to Tyre, And they're going to come with chariots, with horses, with a large army. They're going to destroy and kill all your daughters in the field. They're going to build all the machinery for a siege against you. And they're going, there's a dayek, and they make their own wall around so nobody can get out. And they're going to bring down your walls. There's a lot of description about, you know, the confusion and the pain and the suffering and the killing over here. And again, the walls we destroyed, all your strong buildings will be poured into the water again because she's on the edge. And interestingly, again, he repeats the same thing. You're going to be this bare rock. There's going to be a silence of all your singing. It's going to be the end of your reign. And then at this point in time, Yechezkel shifts outwards from Pasuk Tezvov to Yudches, where the surrounding nations, all the Iyim, that's the isles around, are going to now take notice and say a kina, and lament the fall of Tyre. They're going to say, "Hakol haloi mikol mapal teich be'enak chalal b'horeg hereg b'soichech yirashu hayim." Everybody's going to be so confused and shocked by this whole experience. And they're going to, everybody's going to take off their beautiful cloth and be terrified that the same thing can happen to you, to them, when they see this happening. And finally, the perek closes, the last little section from Yud Tes to the very to the end goes as follows, where Yechezkel describes this is going to be a city which is going to be destroyed, and it will never be filled again. V'oradatich es yordei. I'm going to take you down like those who descend into the pit forever. I'm going to bring you to the lower regions. I'm going to make sure you're never going to be rebuilt, but I'm going to give tzvi, I'm going to give space and expansion to the land of the life. So a very, very interesting prophecy. One thing which is worth noticing, and that is that as opposed to the other nations that we talked about to up to now, the other nations were enemies of Israel. Moab, Ammon, Plishtim, the white nations we talked about up till now, Edom, when it were and in fact enemies. The nation of Tzor or Tyre was not an enemy to Israel. In fact, they were allies. It sounds like they're saying Heoch, they're celebrating the downfall of Yerushalayim, sounds more like it is a financial gain, which is what the Mefarshim say. When they say Il Molaya HaChareva, that I'm going to fill the destruction, it means to say I'm going to take advantage. This is great. The only competitor in town has just closed down. I'm going to take all of her trade. That's what it sounds like it is. I'm going to fill up, her destruction is going to fill my houses. Which seems to be the general problem. Yeah, and for this, they're criticized bitterly. And this is what the Mefarshim suggest. A few other questions is to think about over here is who are the surrounding daughters are being killed in the field? So it sounds like the Malbim says that these are the villages that are around Tyre, and used to work in those days. There'd be a central city which would be the power and almost the dominion, the city-state, and around would be the villages which would depend on it. So they'll be killed first before they're arrived as well. It's interesting, in the description of destruction, it is a description of Botei Chem Doseich Yitoitzu Vavonaich Veitzaich Vavorech Besoich HaMaim Yosimu, that your house of dearness will be broken and thrown into the sea. What are the houses of dearness that is going to be thrown in? So the Chomas Anach, the Chida, points out that what's happening is that all of their storehouses, all of their trade houses are going to be thrown into the sea. All the things they thought they were gaining when Yerushalayim would be falling, well, those are all going to be thrown out and destroyed. So everything you celebrated ultimately will be destroyed. It sounds like when reflecting on how the islands are going to be, Mekonen, are going to issue this kina, this lamentation on the destruction of Tyre, the Mitzudos points out that this means say all the trade partners around the Mediterranean who feel the fear of the arrival of Babylon are going to, in their in turn, also cry for this. What does it mean to be put down into the pits? The Radak says simple, that's the grave. You're going to be put down to the eternal grave, whereas I'm going to expand the Tzvi, the Eretz Achaim, in the second last passage, means to say that I'm going to, at that time when you sink, Israel again is going to rise, which is the land of the life. Why is it called the land of the life? Because that's the land where resurrection will take place, the Tchias HaMesim will take place. One extra note on this parak, which is really fascinating, is the Gemara in Megillah, Vav and Aleph and Psachim Mem Beis and Beis. It adds an extra dimension to this parak which we're not necessarily aware of yet. And that is the Gemara tells us, im meleazu charvazu, im meleazu charvazu. That there's a seesaw effect between Yerushalayim and, interestingly enough, the Gemara uses the word Caesarea or Edom, referring to us almost metaphorically using the idea of these two opposite words, il molaya hachareva, I'll fill the empty, as opposed to saying like the Malbim that this is a trade relationship, that they're taking the customers of Yerushalayim. It means to say that the one will succeed at the expense of the other. And that seems to be the seesaw effect of this perek, clearly metaphorically expanding it, not just to Tyre as the Phoenicians, but rather perhaps to Edom and greater enemies of the Jews, which the Gemara in Pesachim officially says is Ulo'om Mil'om Yamatz, referring to Esav and Yaakov, that the two can never be successful at the same time. Interestingly, historically speaking, it is documented that from the years 586 to 573 before Common Era, the city was besieged by Nebuchadnezzar II until it agreed to pay a tribute, and that is the key, and that is the fulfillment of this prophecy. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.